Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
to my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Everyone, welcome to another session of the Healing Fountain Show, and we have a really special guest tonight, as usual, and we have Beyond Healing, John Lucas, and we're hoping that John is going to be our special guest on the last Monday of every month, so we'll let you know for definite about that a little bit later on, but in the meantime, we're going to say hi to Gary and Marika. Are you there, Gary and Marika?
Hi, Jen. Hi, Marika.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Hello.
Hello.
Hello from Louisiana. Here we are.
Hello from the Netherlands to everybody. Very good to see you all and feel you all. Your lovely, beautiful energies.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, and welcome to the show from the United Kingdom. It sounds like the Eurovision Song Contest, doesn't it, on here? Anyway, we've got some wonderful people in the chat room tonight. We have Magenta Pixie, and we have Miss Magical, Yvanda, and loads of very special friends that we met up with at Avery as well. And did you see the crop circle information that was on all the chat pages today in Gold Ring Radio? The one near Avery where we were, and then there was a link... Facebook saying that it was a fake Oh,
I saw
that. I was really
that.
Disappointed. Yeah. Oh dear.
Because the wheat had fallen off and gotten trampled, and I guess varying different things that led.
Yeah.
Led
and when you looked at the picture,
I don't know if it was a fake or not. I question everything, including videos like that. And
Yeah, I do too. But I mean, there are loads and loads of genuine ones. And they know that they're genuine because there's traces of, what do they call it, all around. I can't think of a word. It's all right. I'm brain dead tonight, and apart from similarity creeping up. But radiation, that's what there is all around when it's a genuine one. And, so they do know when there are genuine ones. But it is disappointing when you find out that one is not genuine or you think it's not. But anyway...
that's okay. You get yourself a cuppa and wait for the clang, and you'll awaken. That clang wakes me up every day.
Mikey Hart is saying what was fake. They're saying that the crop circle near Avery was fake, the latest one in Wiltshire. So, never mind. Are you still there, Gary?
Yes, moving forward.
All right, good, because... I think my microphone just got muted for a minute, so I thought I'd gone deaf.
I can hear you.
No,
deaf, so
I
not quiet
hear.
Yet.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Perfectly. Shall we get started? Because we have a lot, and we have John Lucas
yeah.
as our special guest this week,
mm-hmm.
and we take callers today. So... I would like to have as much time as we can for the callers. So let's get started then. And we play a beautiful song, Here Comes the Sun, for the Beatles. And in the meanwhile, you listen to the song, get your candles ready and your water to drink, and we light them all together in the ceremony later.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
I love that song.
Me too.
Beautiful.
George Harrison wrote it. Yeah, here comes the sun. And, yeah, as Marika said, John is going to be taking callers soon. So if you have any pain whatever and you'd like instant pain deletion and elimination, call in. Okay, because he will be taking loads of callers. We just have a few little things to do first. And one of them is Marika's going to ask people to load the link for the YouTube video that we always watch. Well, we watch a different one every time.
I pasted it already in the chat room, so everybody please click on the link, turn the volume down on YouTube, and press the pause button on the player, and then give us a heart in the chat room so we know you're ready. And then we're going to watch it together as soon as I see a lot of hearts in the chat room. But first, I hand the topic stick over to Gary to bring John on.
Okay. Yeah, everyone, click the link, mute the sound, pause the player, and set up a heart, and let us know. And I will go ahead and bring John on. John, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are. Welcome again to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Here we are.
Welcome, John.
Thank you. Welcome to the mountains of New Mexico.
Now, could you, thank you. Could you briefly kind of recap everyone for those who may not have listened on the last show? Your method. How is it that you delete pain permanently? How is it that you go about doing that?
Well, the how might be virtually impossible to explain, really. But basically, I have an ability after 35 years of working on people, and I use kinesiology, which is muscle testing, but I use it at degrees beyond the physical and beyond even frequencies and energy. I use the quantum physics and beyond that and delete those imprints in people. So if somebody has a pain, whether it's emotional or physical, and today I think we'll probably just stick with physical, or, you know, candida virus, whatever, I just delete imprints, and I don't tell them I'm going to treat a so-called disease. And they, you know, they tell me their result, and usually I expect it to be pretty instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically how I do it. And I'm deleting imprints in your meridian system, your, whether it's your acupuncture point, chakras, aura, your cells, the core of your cells. It goes on and on and on beyond what's in any books. So, and it all links into you or your puppy dog, if we're working on your puppy, or your house, or your work, or your career. It's all the same, because it all has these imprints that we're born with, and we also add on to during our life.
Okay. Well, the last time you were on the show, you did there were a few callers, and we were kind of overrun. The switchboard got kind of overrun with callers, and I hope that occurs again. That was really nice. But some of them were pretty amazing, and the ones that called in, and they've had chronic pain for years, and you just did your thing very, very and quickly. It was amazing just listening to how the caller's voice changed just by talking to them, how they came away pain-free. It was totally amazing.
Yeah, you can hear a voice change, because when you have a problem in the body, let's say you have toxic kidneys and they've just been through a lifetime of horrible things, and you have low back pain, knee problems, ankle problems, and it's all linked, and you have lumbar problems in the 10th lumbar. Everything is linked, so I delete the imprint, and you can hear it. Just like the Chinese and the Koreans.
You can hear it in their voices.
You can hear the change, because you hear the negative sound that was there is no longer there, that relates to their imbalance.
Yep, it was amazing. It really was. And we'll get to some of that in a little bit, right? So, Marika, are you there? Are you ready to count us down?
Yes,
I think all the hearts came up in the chat room.
I saw a lot of hearts, yes. And I'm going to count you down, and we start the ceremony right now. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press the play button.
I love it how she does it.
Thank you.
I hope you've all got your candles, because we're going to light them right now. Mainly to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light, but also because fire is a very powerful tool. And along with prayer and focused intent, it helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send love, light, and healing out to all mankind. We always do this live in the now moment, and as usual, we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. They're always willing to help us, and all we have to do is ask. In fact, they're not allowed to help if we don't ask. Because there's energy in the ancient names of all the angels, and three is a sacred number that maximizes the energy, we're going to say the names three times. And we're going to say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light, and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Could we please ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies? Please be with us now. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm and the Christ energies. And we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 29 therapists in the chat room. And we're going to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shauna. Well, there's something in the energies, I think, because I don't hear any music. But that's no problem. We change it. Okay, you can all hear me. Wonderful. Dearest Wake Showers, it is now, in this now, we co-create the benefit of group energy. You may ask for yourself to have a wonderful healing experience in your best interest for the highest, greatest good. I'll ask it out loud today, so you can ask it with me in your mind, or do it in your own way. All is fine. I am the presence who call the universal life energy to come through me, from source via Christ to me with love, light, and wisdom. I ask my guidance and my angels to be with me and to guide me and protect me. I ask the masters from the past and the present to be with me and guide me. I ask them to take care of the fact that all happens is in the longing of all involved. I am the love of God. I am the light of God. I am the healing power of God. I am, I am, I am. Now I would like to ask you to take a deep breath. And focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you are in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now. In all countries, all over the world. You may close your eyes now and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. Our thumbs are to the left. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center of space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and take a deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our bodies. And we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy coming through our feet, and when it reaches our heart center, we feel our hearts are so warm. They are overflowing with love. And the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth as we become aware of our connection. And we know Mitakoye Oyasu. We are all related. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our head lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky, where we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Request. And the book opens. We can write down all names you would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in gray is your own name. please go ahead and write it in there. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down their name in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain dish that is already in there. I'll give you a moment to write the names down. Please go ahead. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. When we sit down very comfortable and surrounded by this energy, you may call in now for pain dilation and elimination by John Lucas. Our call in number is 646-929-0461. And knowing that you are in the benefit of group energy as one love, please release the hands now and please be in your own center with open heart and open hands to receive the healing energy from the angelic realm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marika. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's always amazing.
I see that we already have a guest caller, Gary.
Yes, we've got a 323 caller. And yes, I'm going to open a switchboard for everyone who wants to call for pain deletion permanently. Call 646-929-0461 and talk to John, and you will be amazed at the result. And we already have a caller, a 323 caller. 323, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi,
and where are you from, calling from?
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Welcome. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Good.
I would love to get a little pain relief.
You need some pain relief. John, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Sonia.
We got the man.
Hi, John.
On it.
Great. On my left side, my hip is kind of bothering me. And a connection, maybe it's a connection to the left foot, because the left foot tweaked first and then did. And it was there for a while, and then there was some clicking in that, and then it went into my left hip.
Yeah, well, how's the pain? Was the pain there when you called?
Well, yeah, when I walk.
Okay, why don't you walk and see if the pain's still there?
It doesn't really feel like it. How about you do the right hip too?
Well, I already worked on this. Your right hip may be all right. I don't know. But I did the imprint that related to this, and it may be linked into the other one. So
it probably is. You're right.
Yeah, but your pain is gone now, right?
I'm walking, and I don't feel anything. I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm really being hard on it.
Yeah, it can be hard to believe. You know, people, it happens so quick, and you may have had something, somebody, you know, 30, 60 years, and they want to stop and try and find it. But before, they didn't have to try and find it. It was just hitting right in the face, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And so I understand looking for it and trying to see if it's really there or really gone.
It kind of feels a little different, too.
It what?
It feels a little different.
Yeah, I would understand that. The negative imprints are gone there. It's the same way. It's the same way with broken hearts and imprints of, yeah, I used to have migraines. I don't have those anymore. And virus and candida. Everything is it's got frequencies. And when you access these and beyond those, I expect them not to be there. I expect I won't say your pain's going to be gone, because that's up to you to tell me. But is it gone in both hips now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no popping. Yeah, it's gone.
That's amazing.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for calling.
Brilliant. Thank you.
And we have another caller. We have a Skype caller. 111, you're on the air. Talk to us.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
You're a client of mine, as a matter of fact.
Oh, hi.
So I don't work on my clients on the radio. They're a client. How are you doing?
John, fine. Yeah. I just want to tell the people that what you are, you know, saying to them is real. And the last time you tested me, I really, you know, felt the energy real, and it is very real. So there are people in the chat room asking me if it's really real. And
Because we had to do a little extra work. I did a little extra work on you, you know, after a period of time, because this work advances it's just quantum advances, and I wonder where it's going to stop. You know, if there's a limit, there's a certain point. So I did some advanced work on you, on him, and so I'm glad you called in. That's wonderful.
Yeah, but I have been trying to reach you throughout the week.
You can't have a personal conversation here, though. You're going to have to try and get me on the other phone.
Okay.
So
I have a slight back pain on the left side of my leg.
What I suggest is, since you and I are working together, is you contact me on my private line later. Because I want to get some other callers, some new people on here.
Okay. That's a good idea, yeah. And you can finish the call off the air. Yeah, right now we're on the radio. So thank you for calling, though, and thank you for that endorsement. I'm sure John appreciates that as well.
It's wonderful, yeah. He's in Austria.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have another caller. We have a 504 caller. 504, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Billy, and I'm calling from New Orleans.
Hi, Billy. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, well, not so well. Not so well at all.
I'm in Baton Rouge right now.
Oh, Baton Rouge. Okay, wonderful. That's right close to home, right down the road.
Just up the road, yeah.
Yeah, great.
I've been there.
What's
your pain, Billy?
My pain is in the left side of my head, and it's just excruciating. And I don't know how to get rid of this. I've been taking, some pills, and pills aren't doing it. And it must be a deeper pain. I don't know if it's something I did in another life or whatever, but I can't stand this pain. I mean, I just can't take it no more.
Okay,
yes,
when you called me, did you have the pain when you called?
Yes, sir. Did I
okay,
have it?
Tell me Billy. Okay, let's see if the pain's still there now. Check and see if it's there or if it's better.
It's still here.
Getting better?
It's not as intense as it was before I called you.
Great. Okay. Okay. Once again, check again and see if it's getting better or if it's gone.
It's not gone, but it's not as intense as it was.
Okay. And what happens is when I do this work, the body has to cycle through what's called the meridian system, and it makes this cycle. And sometimes it takes somebody a couple of minutes. Sometimes they'll, call back in 3 hours and say it's gone, and it never comes back, is what they say. The lady who did my website, she had a migraine. That's been a year ago, and she did my website for nothing because I deleted her migraine.
Okay.
Imprint.
Okay.
Is it getting better?
It seems to be getting better.
Okay, we'll give it a little time. I don't know if you could stay on the side there or not and listen to the show and
let us
know. Yeah,
I'm going to listen to the show and just see what's going on with that because is it your voice doing me that or the vibrations of your speech patterns? What's happening with that?
No, I'm actually deleting it with a system of kinesiology, muscle testing, physics and beyond physics, and it would take
over
a thick book to try.
It works with new energy, in other words. Yeah.
Yeah, I could not explain it. Take years.
Okay, but look, I appreciate
that.
Whatever you're doing, thank you, and God bless you. May all the spirits of the universe be with you, young man. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Baby.
I'll keep listening. Thank you. Bye.
Brilliant.
Can we have a two? How you holding up, John?
Me?
Yeah, you ready for another one?
Oh, yeah, give me 100.
We got a 203 caller. 203, you're on the air with John Lucas.
Hi, is that me?
Yeah, it would be you, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Erico 203.
I'm not in pain, but I have a lot of problem with my teeth. If they're, like, in a condition where they're still watching them, is there a way to heal them? You know, it's like if they're on their way out.
Well, I can't make some kind of a medical claim, but, you know, I had abscessed teeth, and I deleted the imprint. That's how I discovered I could do that one. And the pain was just gone within seconds, and the swelling went down. That's been several years ago. So, you know, if you want to contact me, you know, via my email and website and all that, you can do that, and maybe we can do some other work with you and delete the causes, you know, that are going on. You don't have a pain right now. So we can't really do anything. I'm just dealing with pain on the air. But contact me because I've been through it. And I've worked on people in their 70s and 80s who said their whole mouth hurt. And within seconds, they said, oh, the pain is gone. And I delete the imprints in there of the bacteria and the fungus and the virus and the trauma, all the imprints in there that have been stored from before your birth and through your life. So, all I can say is I hope you'll just contact me and, we can even talk, more later if you'd like to.
Okay, I will do that. I'm not at a computer now. I'm just listening to you by phone. So
all right.
I will try to do that later. So.
Okay. Can I give these people my phone number?
Absolutely.
And
do it now.
Okay. My personal phone number, and if you call now, you'll leave me a message, is 325-829-3984, and my email, and it's lucasadams@hotmail.com, and I'll spell it. It's lucasadams@hotmail.com. So it's just pronounced lucasadams@hotmail.com.
Are you there?
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
I got it.
Great. I think we lost John. There you are. Okay.
There he is. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and hopefully we can get that. You can get that resolved for you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a 978 caller. 978, you are on the air.
Hello.
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 Well, hello. Kimberly.
Yes.
This Kimberly.
We just lost John. He lost his Skype connection. Give him a moment to call back in. I've got him patched through on my Skype. And
it's the energies tonight, isn't it? or today.
Yes.
Something's happening to the
out.
Energy. But he's incredible. Don't you think he's amazing?
Yes, absolutely.
And we're hoping to have him on the show once a month, the last Monday of every month. And so when people get to find out that he's here every month, they can phone in the last Monday and get their pain deleted permanently.
Sounds like
wow, I think it's amazing. He is. So, and his Hotmail address is lucasadams@hotmail.com if you want to email him. Or if you want to go on his website, it's http://www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And as you heard earlier, we had a client of his ringing in from Austria to say that he was just a wonderful healer, although John himself doesn't claim to be a healer. That is what he's doing. So that's amazing. So have we got John back on the air yet? Are you there, Gary? Am I here?
Yes, I am here.
I thought I might be speaking to myself and everybody had fallen off. Except
no, I'm
me.
Still here too. I'm still here too with you.
Oh, good. Okay. How's your show going, Kimberly? Because you have a lovely show every week, don't you?
Yes, Living in the Now. Gary is my co-host also.
And you're doing a show tomorrow in our evening, Kimberly, I heard.
Yes, actually the typical time is Tuesdays at noon Eastern Standard Time, but it's going to be at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Because I'm heading down to New Orleans.
Wow.
And you're going to meet each other, right?
Yes, we've never met.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
I'll have patience,
babe. Well, Marika and I were lucky enough to meet when she came over to England for the Avery summer solstice. But I haven't met Gary either. But, you know, it would be great
That's
for cool, everybody
yeah.
to meet up, wouldn't it?
I guess we've been over 2 years, so met through the gold ring, and yeah, so it'll be, that's a good thing. And I'm also going to get...
So it's time you met.
Yeah, it's about time, I agree.
Right, Decahedron on the chat room is saying that I'm still here, so that's nice to know. I thought it might be a figment of my imagination. But anyway, have we got John back on air yet? All these things are sent to try us. This is the beauty of live radio, isn't it?
Yes, it
you
is.
You never know what's going to happen next.
So,
okay, we're back.
We're back.
And I'm back with John.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I send the link in the chat room, people. www.goldring.webpain.com because that's our community. That's how we know each other. And I think the people in the chat room who are not on Goldring yet, so.
Okay,
there's no www dot. It's just http://goldring.webpain.com.
www.webpain.com.
Sorry.
No
www.
Have we got another call for John?
Yes, we have Kimberly, right?
All right, Kimberly's phoned in, right.
John, are you there? Hello? I guess John is not there.
Is he not? Oh, dear.
No, I think they fell off again.
Gary, are you there?
Oh. No, Gary phoned to retrieve John.
Yes, he hang up and he calls
They're
to me.
They're somewhere in cyberspace. Don't miss.
I see a question from MSL78. He asks, can you tell us how to delete the pain imprint? And, Decahedron is already responding. He cannot really tell us how it works. He does not train others.
No.
And the last two weeks ago, we had him on our show as well. And he told him, he's gifted to do it. So.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You cannot, he cannot teach it to someone else.
Javanda's saying perhaps John can call in via a landline. So
where,
if someone types in the number for him to phone in.
Where is John located?
Okay, we're back.
He's in America.
And I have
back
John.
Again.
Okay.
We're back again. Okay, Kimberly, go ahead with your pain. John is here.
Hello. Hello, John.
Hello,
how
Kimberly. What's hurting, Kimberly?
Well, I was in a boating accident about 7 years ago, and I got a concussion, and I also got some rib that went out of whack.
So what's hurting you today?
The head from the brain from the head injury, and I call it back. It's hard to describe. It's actually chest and back.
Okay. Okay, let's just stick with one thing here. How's the head now? I just did some work on you.
Feels like it's
gone.
It's not gone, but I could feel a shift.
Uh-huh. Okay, is it gone now?
Wow.
Is it gone now?
Not gone, but...
Getting better.
Yep.
Getting better. Okay, yeah. It takes the body a few seconds sometimes to make changes or to give you have the signal that it has already made the change when the pain is gone. So I just deleted whatever imprints were there, and they're not there anymore. How does it feel now?
Better.
Like okay.
There was a definite,
oh.
I felt a definite zap.
Yeah. And if you're going to stay with the show here, you might let us know when it's all gone.
Okay.
Or if it's all gone, but I think ahead in these things, and it's not a faith or a belief, but I believe it, you know, that it works. So. Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, take several readings and let us know in a little while or something.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Right, thank you. Much love to you all. Thanks.
Much love to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay, we've got a 00, another Skype caller. You're on the air with us.
Perhaps it is me.
It would be Shivanda.
Hey,
Shivanda.
Yeah, I'm Shivanda from the Netherlands, and I was wondering... Hello, John.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. I was wondering whether I could ask for pain relief for someone else.
Well, we really want them. You might give them my information. Let them contact me. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, if they're calling in, it's one thing, but I'd rather not do that. And they can't really even be a testimony to anybody listening. And I want people to have that testimony that, you know, this isn't hoodoo, what guju, whatever. You know, that this stuff, this works. It's worked on me, and won't ever make a claim, but except that, you know, when you don't, it's like clearing the screen of your computer. If you clear the screen and the hard drive and everything, what was in there is not in there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. You know, it's for my stepmother, and she's Dutch like me. But she doesn't really speak English, you know.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can, of course, you can talk to her, and even if she were on the radio, I guess you can key these in, you know.
Is she there with you, Shivanda?
Yeah.
No, she's not here with
me. Oh,
no.
I was hoping she was. Yeah. Because then we could do it, and she would sit there, and you could tell her, and I could delete it, and then she could tell you, and you could tell
her.
Right,
right, okay. Well, it's midnight,
yeah, John,
and she's,
again,
she's
the
sleeping
here
right now, but I can talk to her, and perhaps if she wants to try this, then we can call to your private number.
Yeah,
well,
whatever works.
Yeah.
Sorry?
John is back on the 30th. On the 30th of August, John will be back on the end of every month, the last Monday of every month. So the 30th of August, he'll be here again.
Okay. So I can try to get her patched in. And, yeah.
Patch her on a conference call or something. Wonderful.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you.
Feel free to email me, too. Yeah, we can talk that way, too. So, and, of course, we can also call. So, yeah, and see if we can change her life for her.
Yeah, I hope so, because she's in pain for 15 years or more or so. So
I've been there.
Great.
I've been there.
Thank you, Gervonda.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here we have another Skype caller, 111111. You are on the air.
Is that me?
That would be you. Hi.
Hey.
What's your name?
Hello. Do you hear me? Yes, this is Isaimara. I am calling from Spain.
Isaimara, yeah. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, very well, thank you.
I would like
to talk to John to tell him something. I had a car accident 30 years ago. My spine is broken. I cannot walk, and I used to have lots of pain in my back. But during the last years, I have a very good relation with pain. In what I mean is that I don't concentrate on it, and it doesn't hurt so much. But
okay.
If you could do something so it feels better, I would be very grateful.
Are you in pain right now?
I always, if I concentrate on my back, it's always a bit painful, yes.
So you can feel the pain right now?
There is a little bit of pain there, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Why don't you check and see if it's gone?
I really am looking for it, but I cannot find it at the moment.
Okay. Well, a lot happened here. There's a lot of deletion going on that would take us a book to write. Let us know. The pain's gone. Who knows? Maybe all of the interlinked problems with that are gone. And, of course, if not, then you can contact me personally. But if your pain is all gone now, that's amazing because you've been through a lot. It'd be amazing to most people out there anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, John. And
you're very welcome.
Thank you, Isaimara.
Bye-bye, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Alma.
Before getting on to the next caller,
that's
I
right.
have a quick question for you, John.
Yeah.
Does the time involved, sometimes it goes away instantaneously and sometimes it takes a little longer. Does that have something to do with the chronic and how much pain that they've been in for the length of time, like for years or something, for that to...
Not from what I find. Everybody's different. And
okay.
I haven't researched all the reasons to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some people are different. It's a different cause or different causes, and the body may have to go through a couple of minutes of change before the pain's gone. Some people, it's it's 2 or 3 days.
I see.
Everyone is different. But I expect a big change in virtually everyone as soon as I do.
Great. Well, we have another caller, a 989 caller. 989, you're on the air with John Lucas.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Sherry.
How are you?
Yeah, hi. I've been a little better. Do you know all that grass that you haven't been pulling out of the garden in your sleep? Well, I hurt my back doing it yesterday.
I just pull it out and smoke it. It's all right.
Yeah. Go for it. It's crabgrass. Well, I was pulling weeds in the garden, and I pulled a muscle in the middle of my back, right between my shoulder blades, and it hurts so bad right now I can hardly breathe.
Ouch.
Ouch, yeah. Well, why don't you check and see if it's gone?
Um, No, but it's not as bad as it was.
It's feeling better already.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do a non-existence here. Okay, now check and see how it is.
Still hurts a little bit, just on one side, on the right side of my spine.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't find anything there. Let's delete the time frame here. Okay, now see how it feels.
It is gone.
Okay, bless you.
And I heard your voice, Sherry. I heard your voice changing just in that moment.
I'm kind of amazed.
Yeah, well, I deleted all the hoodoo in there, all the frequencies or beyond frequencies, and you still said you had it, so I deleted the time frame around it healing and being, you know, symptom-free, and as soon as we deleted the whole time, issue of time, then you said it was gone.
Well, this was fantastic. Thank you so much. It's been driving me crazy all day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
I don't really do on the radio, but you know, people have contacted me, you know, big raging cold sores and, you know, other things like this, and I just, you know, access the imprints, delete them, and so far every one of them tells me, you know, this and that's gone, this is gone, no more pain, no more burning. One lady said she had, a lot of ladies have said they had bladder infections over the years, and I delete the imprint, and they instantly, all of them so far, have said their burning and their pain is gone. I don't make a claim except delete that imprint and that blueprint and all the Einstein stuff. Einstein understood a lot of this stuff, and he just didn't know how to use it this way. So I'm happy for you. Wonderful.
This was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, Sherry.
Okay. Talk to you
later.
I'm
just sitting here just absolutely amazed. Well, I think right now we could probably take a little bit of a music break and maybe give John a break and invite more callers. 646-929-0461 is the number. And I don't know if, Marika, if you have another song or something, we could take a break and let John get a drink of water or something.
Yes,
and, if we have any more callers after that, we'll see.
Then they are welcome, of course. Thank you.
Imagine that. Imagine. Right, I've just written in the chat room, if you want to get all your relatives round for the next show on the 30th of August, you can have everybody there that's got any pain, whatever, and get them all on the line at the same time, one after another.
Yes, and we're Jan and I are back, and we've got a couple more callers. And I have a quick pain issue here for you, John, for me personally. I've had a torn rotator cuff in my right shoulder for many years, and I get the pain from it occasionally, and also my right hip. I don't know if it's from sitting at the computer too much or what, but I those two areas.
Was your shoulder hurting while you were here talking?
It was, yeah, lightly. Nothing really.
Well, is the light hurting gone?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, all right. Well, we just did it.
It's amazing.
So we'll watch and see how that works for you.
Let me
check. That's great.
It's amazing.
Hey,
okay.
That
we
is.
Have Jack.
And I've got a pain as well. Oh, hang on. Sorry.
We have Deck on the click to talk. Deck, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Welcome to the show. Yes, we can hear you.
Lovely to be here. This is amazing.
Click to talk, even though it's, it is what it is. How you doing?
All right, thank you. I have a different sort of pain, I guess. I've carried a pain in my heart for as long as I can remember. I've done a lot of work on it, and it has improved. But it still feels somewhat like I have a vice clamping it and restricting the freedom of what's there. I am feeling it now.
I only do physical pain itself on the radio, but I do delete the imprints of broken hearts and agonies and hurts, and I do a lifetime of that. And so you might contact me personally later, and because I just don't do those on the radio. I learned that's best not to do it. But, I've been there, done that, had the broken hearts, don't have them, they don't exist. The pains of the past are not there anymore. It's as if they never existed.
It is a physical pain that I feel.
Let me see. I can't get into you on this. Hold on. I should have. Well, there's more to it than that. You're telling me it's an emotional thing, though.
No, it's a physical experience that I have.
It's a physical experience of something that happened emotionally to you.
Yes.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, to do that, I'd have to do a lifetime deletion of things for relationships and colors and things. So you might look at my website and see that.
Right. Well, I'll just save up some pennies then. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, and very
Thanks
much
for
love to
Jack.
You. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye. So apparently, we're just dealing with physical pain here on the show. And other pains are manifestations of pain due to emotional or whatever. It would be best to contact John privately rather than on the air. We have another caller, 770 caller. Hello, 770, you're on the air with John Lucas. How are you?
Hi, this is Joycelyn, Twin Flame Lover.
Hi, Joycelyn. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm perfect.
I just love this show. This is wonderful. It's really awesome. But my question is just about addictions. Can John delete addictions,
Are you there, John?
Hello?
Hello? Did he drop off again? He's been having difficulty with his Skype.
Okay.
And we'll just wait a moment here and to see, because I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
And,
well,
and I'm not sure that the call has dropped. I don't know. He may be back here in a moment.
Okay. Well,
I've got a patch on. Right. So.
Okay. I do have pain also. I have period pain, in my lower abdominal area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have this.
And we know what that feels like. It's dreadful.
Yeah.
The moon pain, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. Every month. And, you know, sometimes I have headaches, you know, but it's just, you know, very, very awful. You guys, well, women, you know this, you know, so.
Yeah, us girls know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Terrible.
What a great idea to call in for that, Josie.
Yeah. At first I wasn't because I was like, you know, well, this is just normal. But no, pain is not normal, you know. I mean, although I've been suffering with it for many, many years, you know, it's not normal. So I said, okay, you know, I want this taken care of too, you know.
No, it's not normal. Well, it's something that we shouldn't have to live with, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. We're back. And I've got John.
Oh, good.
You want me to ask the question again?
Yes.
Okay, the first question is about addiction. Can you delete addictions?
Well, it has causes, and I delete, you know, the imprints that are causes. And there are many causes. They're not just mental, mm-hmm. emotional things. There's exhausted adrenals and stressed adrenals and thyroid and toxins. Mm-hmm. There can be even aspartame stuck in the body, a sweetener that's a big chemical. There's a mm-hmm. lot of things, so I delete all of those blueprints and imprints. And I had a friend, I did it years ago, and she's married to my best friend. She's quit smoking one treatment. I said, you're going to need it. And it was not in the realms of physics as it is now and beyond. And I mm-hmm. told her, you'll need another treatment. And she didn't do it, and I'd see her, you know, once in a while, about 3 months later, she was smoking a little bit, and she said, well, John, I want to smoke right now. So, but the addiction was gone. She wanted, now I could delete the imprint of the wanting to. So, you know, contact me on that if you want to. But the thing is, it doesn't just cover, you know, I crave this, I'm addicted to this. It covers roots. And when you have roots and the roots are in the glands of the body mm-hmm. and you de-stress instantly all of the years and before your birth and through your life of the stress, you can see changes that you can't believe in areas of your life and your physical being.
Yes. Okay. And I also, too, I do have pain right now. I have monthly period pain in my lower abdominal area. And sometimes, I don't have a headache now, but sometimes I get, you know, an excruciating headache also.
Well, okay, is your pain, let's see if your pain's gone, would you?
Okay,
is it gone?
Uh-huh, I've just felt something go up my spine, too.
Okay, so I wanted to clarify the pain, it just went, is that right?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I wanted it gone. Good.
Yes, it is. It's gone.
Okay, well, I want to jump in really quickly. We've got 9 minutes left on the show.
Thank you.
One more caller
you,
on the switchboard.
Yes.
It's a 954 caller. 954, you're on the air. And let's see if we can do this really quickly. Hi, you're on the air with John Lucas.
Yes. Good evening, sir. Blessed love.
Hello.
Hello, I was longing to speak to someone. Gosh, I love you so much. I am Palm 99, and I have a problem here, sir. I get a liver damage.
Are you in pain, too?
Yes, I am in pain. Yes, I've been my pain is in my left hip and in the soft part of my left leg. In the soft part of my left leg and under my left arm.
Oh.
And
you
made a mistake with me.
Uh-huh.
The doctors make a mistake with me. They bypassed my liver and I chopped into and go to my heart. Fix my, give me a pacemaker when is my liver was the problem at the time.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I've been doing some work here. Tell me how you feel now. See if your pain is gone. I covered a lot of territory for you just then too.
Yes.
Territory. Yeah. How do you feel now?
Yeah, I can feel like someone touching me there. It's like someone holding my leg and in my hip, someone is there. Energy, high energy that is there right now. And it's feeling much. Yes,
good.
It's going, it's leaving.
You said you had liver damage, you know. And let's see.
Yes.
I'm checking you right now for imprints. I checked the imprint. The blueprint was there. I can't find that blueprint now. It's not showing up in my testing. I'm getting goosebumps. So tell me, did all of your pain go away?
Yes. Hello?
Okay.
That's beautiful. Wow. That's just amazing.
That's wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah, I just feel like a big energy is behind me doing stuff. That's all in me and doing a good energy that's helping me.
Uh-huh.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. And I want to thank everyone who called in and talked to John. I'm just absolutely amazed at what you do, the work that you do. And we've got 5 minutes left in the show. And really quickly, Marika and Jenny, are you there?
Yes, I would like to
close
the circle real quick. And,
thank you again, John.
Do you want me to close the circle, Chris? Okay, then. But before we do,
shall I close the circle real quick because we opened
then.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
And we pay attention to the chakras, okay? Everybody,
okay.
I know everybody can do it. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Now that the ceremony has nearly ended, I would like to close the circle with all of you. You may take each other's spiritual hands again and be grateful for all that is given. Thank you, Angelic Realm. Thank you, Masters. Thank you, everybody in the circle, for co-creating such beautiful energy. I would like to ask for everyone to be in his or her own energy now for his or her best interest, so that no one becomes dependent of someone else. Please say all thank you to everyone, and guides and angels, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you, Marika.
Thank you,
Marika. And we're going
to
close the chakras. For people who need to close the chakras, because some people do, you pretend you have doors and go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. And then to the throat chakra, closing that door. Then to the heart chakra, closing that door. And the solar plexus, closing that door. And the navel chakra, closing that one. The base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one, or just leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to our beautiful Mother Earth. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light. So bring the rest of the light back up from your feet. And Michael will now put it into a purple pyramid and seal it at the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Angelic Realm.
Thank you very much.
And next week, we're hoping that our guest is Barbara Hofmeister, and she's bringing out a new book shortly, but she'll tell you about that hopefully next week. Thank you for joining us. You've been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful co-creation. Thank you to everyone who's called in. Thank you to John That's John Lucas, Beyond Healing. You can contact him on his website or at lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com.
Okay, yes, thank you, Gary.
Thank you,
John.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank
I
you.
Love you all.
See you
later. Why don't we go out with a song?
Bye. Yeah.
Somewhere over the rain. You gonna pick it? You pick it.
Okay. I know another one. I can see clearly now.
Okay, you pick another one. You pick whatever one.
That's a lovely one.
Perfect. So long, everybody. See you next week.
I can see clearly now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Start with Kimberly from New Orleans.
I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that hang me by. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day. We'll be right back.